Proud citizens of Franche-Lyon, I welcome you to our podcast, the Brand Names Podcast, with Leon and Sherry. Leon is my brother, if you didn't know. All right, today we have our host, Mr. Leon.
And our guest star, as always, Sherry.
And... So he's gonna kick off with a list of names.
Yeah, again, any clues? As always, this is themed, and we urge you to play along.
Is there a clue to start us off?
They have a bit of character.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all we're gonna get?
That's all we're gonna get.
Alright, continue on.
Okay, first name, Leaf. So,
it's not a name.
L-E-A-F.
Isn't, like, Leif, E-L-E-I-F a proper name?
No, but this one's spelled L-E-A-F. I think it's for a male.
Unfortunate name. I really hate it.
You hate it? Why?
It's a plant pot. It's like naming someone root or, like stalk. Like, it's just unoriginal. You're just, like... the mother who probably named their child Leaf was probably, like, just gave birth, you know, a beautiful baby boy, went through, like, 24 hours of labor, just had a really, really hard time, and she's exhausted. She looks out the window, and what does she see? She sees a leaf. She's like, perfect! I forgot to, you know, in the 9 months leading up to this, I didn't think of a name for my child because I don't know what else she was doing, but
she's preoccupied!
After 24 hours of this hard-earned, very painful process, she bestows upon her child the name Leaf.
Yeah,
it just undermines the experience and the, like, nurture that she has to give to this child for, like, at least 18 years. Unless she's, like, giving it up for adoption. Then maybe it's, like, okay to name your child Leaf if they're gonna get their name changed.
Well, yeah. With adoption, so do the kids get named by the birth parents and then get given away normally?
I think so. Like, I feel like that a lot of children have, like, a different name before they're adopted and then their adopted parents. Like, if they're, like, newborn.
Yeah.
Or if they know they're going to be given away, then they might not be named.
Right.
But I think...
So maybe if you know you're giving it away, then you call it Leaf is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I feel like it's a little bit like, what's the word? Like a little bit
simple.
Sad. It's like a leaf flushes away, like you
have. Wow, very metaphorical.
And it's like, yeah.
So, it kind of reflects how
it's a selfish,
the passing of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a bit sad.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the next name, also a bit plant-based, but that's not the clue. Rosa.
Rosa Diaz, Brooklyn 99. I'm impartial. I don't really mind. It's just like a name.
Well, no, because what distinguishes the name Leaf, which is a plant as we understand, and Rosa, also based off
Rose, a famous... But- I know, but that's a type of flower. Leaf is just, like, miscellaneous.
So, if their name is flower, then you're out.
I'm out. Flowers are terrible.
But what if they're a name of a specific leaf, like maple?
It's maybe. I don't like maple as a name, but...
But...
I feel like
but
it's
you feel
better
like,
than leaf.
Okay, you
like, I feel like they've given them a little bit more thought.
Right. So, you think Rosa, people are like... yeah, fine.
I feel like Rose is just... I think people name their child, like, Rosa after, like, saints or something. There's got to be a Saint Rosa.
There's got to be. Let's see.
Probably. Saint like, or Rosa. Some sort of, like, Catholic thing.
Wow, Rosa of Lima.
Wow.
You've got it.
I am a genius.
Well, no, but you are in Lima. What are you talking about?
I am not.
You studied at the Basilica of Santa Domingo.
What have I told you? I am Franche-Lyon.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not Lima, I'm
Franche-Lyon. Wait, I don't know why she's called Rosa of Lima, because her full name was Isabel Flores de Oliva.
I don't know.
So that's...
Maybe
oh, no.
Rosa has a meaning.
Hmm. She, yeah. She cared for the needy through her own private efforts. And I think that's...
Literally what all saints do.
No, some saints just get martyred. They're just killed. And then they become a saint. Like Jeanne d'Arc. Joan of Arc. I feel like Rosa is a quiet person name. Yeah. Like, they don't like to talk much.
No.
Just like a rose, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Chase.
Chase. I feel like it's a bad boy name.
Ooh. So it's someone you would date.
No. Or maybe. Do you reckon I would fit a bad boy?
Sherry, well, I don't know if they could handle
some. I feel like it's a motorcycle rider, but, like, not one of the, like, cheesy motorcycles. I think it's, like, a motorcycle rider who actually wears a leather jacket.
I think most motorcycle riders wear a leather jacket.
Nah, some just wear, like, really dorky, like...
Hats. They're called helmets, mate.
No. They have, like, a black motorcycle jacket rather than, like, the coloured ones that have, like... letters on them.
Right.
Do you mean?
Right. No. But, yeah, Chase doesn't remind me, really, of a bad boy.
It does. It's like...
It doesn't remind me of a bad boy. You can't tell me that it does.
It does! Just think about it a bit more.
It reminds me...
No. Let's take a second to think. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Everybody think. No.
Do you have bad boy in your mind?
Alright, now let's reconvene. Do we have bad boy in our mind when we think of Chase?
And that's still a no. Chase does not remind me of a bad boy at all.
Because he's like chasing things.
Why are bad boys chasing things? They're not
dogs. Because they're on their motorcycles. Obviously they're like chasing something. Or being chased.
Well, you make a compelling argument, but I still have to push back and say that no, Chase does not remind me of a bad boy.
It's gotta be. Like,
reminds me of like a dorky white guy.
That's the opposite of a bad boy.
Yes, exactly.
You weren't thinking hard enough.
I'm still thinking of Chase. The two cases I can think of, right?
Oh, you know Chase.
No, well, like not. I don't know them, but I know of. These chases. One is a former Houston Rockets player whose name was Chase Budinger, and he was super white. He had red hair, and he was like super white, I'm pretty sure.
He was incorrectly named. Maybe he was a bad boy and he was in his youth.
He's a basketball player. He was in his youth.
No, look, if you search him up with a leather jacket, I assure you he will like live up to your bad boy expectations.
This is what he looks like.
Oh, okay. There's no hope for him. He was incorrectly named, basically.
Oh, he is an American professional volleyball player now. He used to be a basketball player. That's pretty crazy, actually.
I feel like that's getting dorkier.
Yeah, because his name's Chase. It's not exactly, what, Highway to Hell. It's more...
Chase guy, leather jacket. Let's see what comes up. See, this is what I'm thinking. I don't really like that.
Chase is not a cool name.
See? Like, this sort of thing.
None of these guys look like Chases.
They are Chases. Just admit it, Leon. You're not thinking hard enough.
So, well, we're a parenting podcast, so. Obviously, assuming that you think Chase is a bad boy name, and I think it's just a bad name.
It is a bad name.
Would you give your child... Would you recommend parents name their children?
I don't like names that have, like, a meaning that is so obvious.
Yeah, like, dorky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No! As in, like, chasing. Like, that has a name in our, like, common lexicon.
Mm.
Like, it's like naming a child poo. Like...
Exactly. I could not say it better.
Okay. Let's move on.
Let's move on indeed. Victor.
Our dentist is called Victor. He's a funny lad.
Do you reckon he fits the Victor mold?
No, I know one other Victor, and I think he's a very Victor.
Glasses? No.
I haven't met him. He's Asian, but he's like a little pudgy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like a bit nerdy, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. I've only met him once. Oh, maybe twice. I don't know. Not...
So your type?
No, Leon. Not everyone's my type.
So, but we'll go back. Chase is your type, but Victor is not. Understood, Leon.
No. Well, I would like to date a Chase, maybe, but not as, like, marriage
material. But definitely not a Victor.
Probably not a Victor. I don't like the name Victor. It's not even a nice name to say. Like, I'm probably... Assuming that I like this Victor, I'd probably just not even want to, like, say the name. It's like, hi, Victor, and immediately you're, like, repulsed.
Mm.
It has that sort of feel.
It's you think it's a bit repulsive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know two Victors who went to high school. One quickly went to... I would say a worse nickname. They went by VTR. And,
why?
Oh, because they thought they were a rapper. They were not.
VTR is such a bad name. It's like just choosing random letters.
Yeah. And, yeah. I think...
I feel like VTR just... It sounds like a VCR.
It's not a good or rap a VR. Name. Or VR.
No, it's hard to say. VTR.
Yeah. I don't know if he's still got his YouTube... link off of his music video, but we'll link it in the show notes if we find it.
Found it! Here's a quick clip.
Well, we are here to let all you guys see that we are the ones that are truly great.
That's beautiful. Moving on, continuing on.
I'll definitely show you, but yeah, I think he was a bit of a hit sensation in high school.
He was a hit sensation.
Well, because he released a rap video and he performed in, like, you know, those school talent shows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wasn't good.
He was very bad. Like,
but so people, I think the V standing for very bad. Did people like it or not?
I think it was just...
For comedic effect.
Yeah. Enjoyed because he took things very seriously. Like, he thought... He must have thought he was good.
Do you reckon we could get him as a guest star?
I thought about it, but maybe if we release this episode after he guest stars.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit controversial. He might listen to it.
Yeah, well, if we get him to guest star, he probably will listen to it. But yeah, no, I haven't listened to a second of his podcast because I've listened to his rap and I decided that I probably don't want to listen to any more audio content from him.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what about the other Victor? Is he just not...
Well, he's... Like, I see him occasionally. Good bloke. But yeah, I think they both kind of fit the Victor mold. So VTR definitely fits the Victor mold. So he used to be a bit pudgy, but I think after high school, he started hitting the gym pretty hard. But he's still kind of pudgy. Like, he's not pudgy anymore. I think he's
pudgy,
like...
Pudgy shoulders.
I think he just got blessed by the poor genetics.
Aww.
So, like, he's still... He's, like... I think he's probably more ripped than I am. And, like, he's in better shape than I am. But he's, like, a bit short. So, he's still kind of, like, short and stocky now.
I see.
But I'm sure he... Yeah. I'm sure he's going alright, because he's got a How to Succeed in Business kind of podcast. So he must be successful.
Both of them.
No, just Pudgy Victor. VTR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I see. And the other one is kind of just like...
No, he's not short and pudgy, but I don't know. He just kind of has a Victory kind of feel about him.
I see. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, when you meet a Victor, you'll be like,
You'll know.
You are a Victor or you're not a Victor. All right.
Moving on. Callum. C-A-L-E-M.
Not a fan. Not a fan at all. It's just, like, again, don't try and be mildly creative by manipulating a name that already exists but spelling it slightly different. It's just a no.
What about Callum with normal spelling?
Like C-A-L-L-U-M. That is what I deem as normal spelling. I don't really know any Callums. I feel like I know... Oh, there's a Callum at tutoring. He's a pain in the butt. He is, like, so he's very bright. I think he's in, like, year 6? Or maybe he's year 7. I don't know. Like, he's, like, young high school, maybe. Yep. And he's very, very bright. So what he does is he does it, like, everything in his head. Like, he does the entire simultaneous equation in his head and just, like, sits there and looks up and then, like, writes the answer down.
He that doesn't sound that bad.
I know, but he has a really bad attitude problem. He's a Knox boy.
Wow.
But he's a really bad attitude problem. Like, every time, like, if you try to help him, he's, like, just very rude. And then if you offer, like, I don't know, to do... I don't know if you speak to him about his, like, homework or whatever, he'll just, like, completely just... it's just, like, rude. He's very rude. He doesn't really know how to appropriately voice his opinion in a respectful manner.
Fair enough.
So, he's a bit of a problem.
So, you're not a fan of either Callum or Calum? Or...
Yeah, I don't really know any Callums.
I knew a Callum in high school. I think he kind of shared the same thing. He was, I'm pretty sure, I never really shared a class with him, but from all reports, he was quite bright, but also a bit of a
nuisance
in the classroom.
Snarky.
Yeah. Callum, to me, though,
that sounds like your ideal friend. You're both a nuisance in class.
No, I'm not smart, so
and that was you're my smart, you're a little bright star. I wasn't in that the smart. Sky.
And I'm still not, so.
You are, you just. As teachers say, you have potential.
I don't think any teacher's ever said that.
Yes. I'm sure I've seen reports where it says Leon has so much potential.
Potential get, to get talking. A passing grade, maybe. But like.
But he just keeps talking in class.
Well. And look where we are now, talking in other places.
My bad.
Yep, so Callum, bit av, I think. Oops. Especially C-A-L-E-M, that's a no-go zone.
No, stop changing names, it's not okay. Also, isn't, like, the Gollum Callum?
I think he's called Gollum. Oh. I think you got it right the first time round. But, yeah, I guess it's a little bit similar.
Gollum sort of name.
Well, it's quite similar, I'd say. Yeah.
So I just think of either the child or the... What is he? Like a dwarf alien thing.
Yeah, I think that...
Oh, he's a Gollum.
Yeah. I think he's a mutated hobbit, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think something about how the ring kept him alive for thousands of years.
Oh, he's old.
Yeah. That's why he's wrinkly.
Yeah, I thought... Well, some things are wrinkly without being old. No. Like moles.
Moles. Moles are old.
No, they're not.
Moles are all older than us.
Dude, like, newborn babies are so wrinkly.
They have the wisdom of an old man.
No, they don't. They look like old men. So I think your argument is flawed and incorrect.
It was not an argument.
Well, it is incorrect. Continuing on.
Yeah, well, May. M-A-Y.
So, I'm not the biggest fan of May. Do you know how my Build-A-Bear rabbit thing is called Maya?
Sure.
You do know.
Yeah, I'm saying sure as in keep going.
So
it was a rhetorical question and you took it as though it was a real question.
So, no, you didn't, like...
What was I meant to say?
You didn't, like, actually affirm that you did know. You were like...
Sure is as positive as I get.
Yeah, but you said it so uncertainly as I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I colored it, like, maybe, but I'm just gonna, like, acknowledge you.
I wanted to move forward with the conversation, and now it's stuck on me saying sure as though it's not positive enough.
It was your tone.
Listeners at home, please email in and see. I think it's thelebronnames@gmail.com. Anyways, moving on.
So you see... Oh, yeah, back to my story. So, Maya was because, you know Sarah?
No.
She was my best friend in year 1 to year...
2.
3.
Okay.
Or 4. Year 4 when she left. No, she
I'm sensing a trend for your friends.
She left to go to America.
Oh, how convenient.
You're so rude. You said this when she left as well, and I was heartbroken.
Yeah, because...
You were so mean.
Even in this episode, you're like, oh, my friend Rosa, who went to South Korea.
I wasn't that close to her. Sarah was, like, my best friend.
Right, okay.
Anyway, she was really, really nice, and she moved over to the US because her dad had a new job.
Okay.
Leon. So it was her birthday party. It was at Bondi, and she named her, I think it was a bear. Maybe it was a rabbit. Okay. I don't know. Bear or rabbit. She named it May, so I wanted to copy her, and I called it Maya.
Why didn't you just name it May?
I don't want the exact name. I want to do one that obvious.
I felt so far in this podcast, you've been like, oh, well, people who change a little bit of the name. And now...
But May is a normal name.
Sure.
It is. It's a normal spelling of a normal name. I knew someone called Maya.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
So...
But also, I don't really like May because it's a month, and like the same thing with the obvious like meanings.
Yeah, it's like I don't really see the point. People who know you well enough will probably know that you're born in May.
Yeah, I think she named it May because she's born in May.
So you cultivate the same kind of friend.
But my
reason was because she called it May. Yeah, you've told us.
Born in May, I don't know when I was born.
Yeah. Okay. Ethan.
Etienne.
No, Ethan.
Do you know Etienne is in
France? No.
No, it's in the movie. You know that movie? The movie with the magic tricks.
Harry Potter!
No, the one where they like all the Four Horsemen. You don't like that movie.
I don't mind Harry Potter.
No, it's not Harry Potter, it's the
The Prestige.
It's
The Illusionist.
No, it's like never.
Never Ending Story.
Say never or something. No,
I think that's the Justin Bieber concert movie. The Justin Bieber concert movie. One of the Four Horsemen.
No, it's in that movie. It's got like two of those movies. It's such a good movie. It's got magic tricks in it. It's just about magic.
It's about magic tricks.
Yeah.
Are they magicians?
Yeah. There's four of them, and they're
four
like
magicians.
Four magicians.
Is it called Four Magicians?
No. It's like they go find like the eye.
No. Lord of the Rings.
No.
Cause Gandalf.
That's not it.
They find the Eye of Sauron.
No, that's not it. He's a magician.
He's a wizard. That's as magic as you get. The Illusionist.
It's got that actor in it. It's got Isla Fisher in it.
Isla Fisher. Borat. No.
No, and it's also got...
Wedding Crashers.
No. It's got one of the Wedding Crasher people in it.
Yeah, Isla Fisher.
No. The Dave.
Owen Wilson.
No, Dave. Dave, the brother of the other guy.
Vince Vaughn. Dave Chappelle.
No! Dave, that guy! It's Dave Franco!
Wow,
it's Now You See Me! Leon just left. I just want to let you know that he's a little poopy and is really funny because he is such a little poopy that he sometimes farts and a little bit of poo comes out. And then he comes and then he's like, oh, it's stinky, who pooed? And do anything. What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
I'm an angel.
For those listening, Sherry has added something dodgy.
No, I haven't. I've been very good.
And I'm back.
Yes. So, it is now, you see, what were we talking about?
You were saying that Etienne or something.
Oh, yeah, Etienne is in that. He's like this French guy who gets tricked by those people.
Okay. Well, that was worthwhile. But back to Ethan, who was not in Now You See Me.
No. I don't know. Well, I have a story.
Okay.
Story time with Sherry. I don't actually know if this guy's name is Ethan.
Let's just assume it is.
I think it's Ethan. It ends in Chan, but I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I had a friend who
moved to the US?
No! This one's still in Australia and I'm still friends with them.
Wow.
I know, it's amazing. So they, this dude, I think his name's Ethan, I actually don't know.
Okay.
He, like, really liked this girl. And then this girl, like, didn't like him. I don't know why, she just didn't like
him.
Oh,
I know who this is.
Actually, no, this isn't Ethan, it's a different guy, never mind.
Well, stay tuned for next time, Story Times with Sherry. This guy is not called Ethan.
His name is not Ethan.
Yeah, well, we'll save this story for next time.
But I do know an Ethan.
Yep.
And he's a bit strange.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know his name was Ethan for the longest time. I thought it was some other thing. And then, like, and then he tried to friend me on Facebook and I was like, who is this guy? And then I didn't accept him because I thought he was weird.
I think Ethan's a good name for a bit people who are a little bit strange.
A little bit strange.
Like, not overtly. Like, just something's a bit off with them. I don't think I know too many Ethans, but...
Do you know any Etiennes?
Oh, what was that movie? No, I do not know any Etiennes.
Yes. How long did you know it was that movie for?
Like, from the very beginning.
How?
Because so you only have seen, like, 5 movies. So it wasn't The Wiggles Part 1, and it wasn't...
Do you know the Wiggles are getting back together?
Well, by the time this airs, The Wiggles would have gotten back together and probably one has died or something, so...
That's so rude!
Probably, just based on the ages! I hope they don't, though.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed.
Are you going to go to the concert?
Yes!
Yay!
Support the troops.
Yes. It's not the troops. It's the fireys.
Support the fireys.
You're so silly. Okay. I think that's all we have to say on Ethan. It's like a normal name, but for a little bit of a weird person.
Yeah. So, they're like 70% normal, and I think 30% weird. Or is that too much?
I think it's a bit much. I think it's more like 82% and 12%.
Right. Which adds up to 94%, as we can easily figure out.
82 and 18.
Yeah.
What did I say, 14?
82 and 12.
Oh, no. Well, we can say that the extra 6% is just a little bit of character.
Extra weirdness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think Lily's brother's got it.
You're so mean. Have you met him before?
Yeah.
Is he a little bit weird?
I think Lily would say so, and I would not disagree with him.
Whoa!
But those are Lily's words, not mine.
Is he younger, older, middle?
Younger. And I think, yeah. Seems like a nice bloke, just I think 82 and 12 is the right sort of. So, shout out to Ethan. Hopefully Lily passes this on. But, yeah.
Watch this. Oh no, he does. Watch this. Oh.
Yeah, religiously.
Okay.
All right. Final name, Hilbert. You don't like it?
No. It's like Herbert, but Wait, this guy lives on a hill.
It's like the mix between Gilbert and Herbert.
Yes.
They're like the worst of both.
Yes.
And they're both are already so bad.
They're so bad. Oh, did you remember that book by Pamela
Anderson?
Yeah, the Herbert one. I have it.
Pamela Anderson wrote a book? Pamela Anderson on Baywatch wrote a book.
No, Pamela.
I don't know who
you're talking about. The children's book author.
I genuinely don't know.
I have her on my shelf. Let me find her.
Are you sure it's not Pamela Anderson?
It's like her. I think it is Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
Oh, Pamela Allen.
Okay. What did you want to talk about Pamela Allen for?
Oh, it's Herbert and Harry. It's a book. Shall we read it?
No. No one wants to hear this.
Guys, it's story time.
Yeah. Back to the name Gilbert.
Hey, we're going
I think it's like that other name, Barrack or something. It's like if you're... your two grandparents are Herbert and Gilbert, then maybe through some unfortunate coincidence you're also called Gilbert.
Okay, so it's story time.
But yeah, I want to thank you guys for listening again. Please tune in next time. We have extras where Sherry Herbert and Harry.
No.
But this will be a separate podcast.
So before we do the reading, because Leon is such a poop, if you want to listen to the extras, you can. I would highly recommend it. It's really good.
Yeah, Sherry forgot to guess what the theme was, so this is added in post hoc. So if you remember, if you remember, we had 8 names. I think Hilbert, May, other
Ethan.
Names. Yeah, Ethan. I'm sure you all have gotten this, and Sherry is the only person on the planet who hasn't gotten this. So.
No idea.
Victor.
Is this like Harry Potter names?
Herbert. Hilbert. Professor Hilbert and the Goblet of Hilberts.
Victor is a player.
Yeah. He dated a 14-year-old as a international superstar.
What?
What?
But he was in high school.
Yeah. It's weird.
No,
it's not Harry Potter. But, yeah, they are characters, as I alluded to at the beginning.
Star Wars.
No, unfortunately not.
Is this a movie I have watched? Is it in Avengers?
No. Who's Leaf in Avengers?
The tree.
Oh, no.
Groot.
No. It's not tree. Rosa. Yeah, all these names are not in Avengers, Star Wars, or...
Brooklyn.
No.
Is it a TV show or a movie?
Neither. What? There are characters outside of TV shows and movies?
Book?
Not where I got the source from. I think there have been adaptations into books, but yeah. I've not read
Is
any of them.
Is it a musical? A
no.
play?
No.
A magazine?
Again, not the primary source. I'm sure
Is
there
a
are
comic
magazines.
Book?
Not the primary source, but yeah.
Is that Archer?
No. That's a TV show.
Huh. What other new thing?
So, the yeah.
Where's it from?
Where's it from?
Yeah.
They'll just give it away.
Source.
Oh, it's from a video game.
A video game?
Yeah.
I don't know any video
games. No, you'll know this one.
Fortnite.
No.
The jumpy ones. Mario Smash Bros.
No. Did you hear Mario in it?
No, that's too obvious.
Yeah, fair enough.
Video game.
I'll give you 2 other protagonists in this video game.
Is it the Halo?
No. I'll give you the 2 most famous characters from this video game.
Okay.
Red and Blue.
Oh, is it the Shark Boy Lava Girl?
No. You're so excited, and it's still not. How embarrassing. But it's not.
Red and blue.
Well, red is... No, definitely red. Maybe silver is the other guy? Gold? I don't know.
Is it the Silver Surfer?
No. It's a very famous video game.
Have I played this before?
Yes.
I have played it before.
Like, you haven't completed it, I'm pretty sure, but you've definitely played it.
Animal Crossing.
No.
Is it a Wii game?
I think it may have been on Wii.
I've definitely played it.
100%.
Is it the driving one? Oh, is it Sims?
No.
Is it the driving one?
Sims, you name your own character.
That's why it can't be Sims.
No, it's not a driving one.
Is it the Marvel one that I played?
No. No.
You know the Pokemon?
I'll give you another name of a character. Pikachu.
It's Pokemon.
Yeah, they're the protagonists in each video game, so.
What's red and blue?
That was the protagonist in the original Pokemon's Red and Pokemon Blue. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah, obviously. You would have guessed it. Anyways. Well, they're all, like, the main character in, like, you know how there's, like, a million Pokemon games, like, Pokemon, like, Purple and...
Benzer.
Oh, there's, like, Pokemon Gold, Pokemon Silver, and it just keeps going. And they've made, like, a new Pokemon every year or 2 years since it got released. So, these are all the character, like, main characters. Yeah, so, the more you know.
I got there!
You did not get there! I gave you Pikachu! And you were like, oh... How? Based on what do you think you got there?
Pikachu!
No, but you're like, I play all video games. Oh, man. Anyways, for those who are still listening, thanks again for tuning in.
And make sure you listen to the extras.
Yeah, if you want to feel bad about children's entertainment in general.
Or how bad Leon's attention span is.
Okay, we'll record this. Bye.
See you later.